There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Woman's body's her own fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this like the fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me, now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, picky comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor.
We just found out that Taylor's high school nickname was Piss-Filled Dick Beater.
That's it. That is it.
I don't know the origin of that nickname, but it's catchy.
Yeah. Well, the origin story comes later, but we won't talk about that yet.
Oh, okay.
Did we talk about dumpster diving last week?
He got his hat from that.
No, I did not. Dollar Tree.
So,
did we touch on dumpster diving?
We did, but what ended up happening? Popped a little bit. What ended up happening was I'm looking down the street and I think I see a pizza oven.
Oh yes, you had texted me about a pizza
a charcoal
oven.
Pizza oven. So I thought I would put the word out to Adam. Because that sounded right up his alley.
All right.
Adam tells me, go get it. And I'm thinking to myself, I just moved into this neighborhood. I haven't been here for a year yet. I can't go digging through some guy's trash.
So you didn't get the pizza oven?
Oh, I did.
Oh, good.
Because
it's pickup cleanup week. People expect other people to go and grab their crap.
Right. But I'm kind of on the outs with this particular neighbor. We had the flag wars. We still do. This is the flag war of 2020, man. Yeah. He had his dumb Trump flag and I had my dumb Trump flag that was in the shape of a rainbow and yada, yada, yada.
So what happened to Flavor Town?
Oh, it's still in rotation.
Okay.
And it All does right. match All the right. house really well. But Good. Anyway, I thought I can't do this. I can't have that guy knowing that I went through his trash. You know what I mean? I know I wasn't gonna give that fucker the pleasure of that fucking that liberal hippie down the streets digging in my trash. What Let's a
put on a fake mustache and go take his trash.
That's Come what on. I should have done. Fuck. But I did think of inviting him over for pizza one night.
There you go.
bridge the divide. But so it's in my garage right now.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hang on to it, Adam.
Oh, because you went and scrounged it up yourself. Now you're gonna hang on to it. I see.
He's like, hey Adam, there's this thing that you're really interested in. Do you want to come get it? And you're like, no, you go get it for me. He's like, okay. And then he's like, fuck you, Adam. Like, this is mine now.
I've never shown interest in an outdoor pizza oven, by the way, but of course I'd be interested in it. But,
right.
I have another flag for you.
Excellent.
I picked it up today at the Ugly Box store. I picked it up last week. It's a Natty Ice one.
Oh, Nice. I don't.
Yeah, I should have brought it down here to show you, but.
Deanne and I went to the Ugly Box store yesterday, and that's the $5 day, right?
$5 day, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I think $5 day on Friday is worth it because there is the new inventory.
Yeah. But
by Saturday afternoon, it's just shit. And I'm looking at this stuff. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not paying $5.
Well, see, I'm going on shit day on Sunday, but it's only $2.50 on that day.
Wait, that's today.
Exactly. I already went today.
Oh, yeah. I was mad too, because I came across there were USB to USB-C. And there was there's three of them, and they were 3 inches long. And I said, yeah, that would be perfect for what I need, but I wasn't going to pay $5. No fucking way.
Well, you should have told me, because they were there today. I know. You should go back tomorrow.
Oh, I probably
And they're $1 and they'll be there. I'll bet. Oh,
definitely will.
Because all these cables and stuff that would, when you need them, you're willing to pay like $15 or more for.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll pay. Suddenly they'll be there for 50 cents and you're like, all right, sweet. But most people won't, when the regular shoppers at Ugly Box Store will not pay like the $5 or the $2.50, even though you know the value is there.
Right.
It's a weird mental game at the Ugly Box Store. I play it all the time because I know I'm getting a good deal, but then I'm like, do I need it that bad? No, I don't. And then even though it's such a good deal, I'm not willing to pay for it because I don't actually need it.
Did you get the vibrator? Was that still there?
Yeah, it was the vibrator. One of the clear vibrators were actually there. I saw two of them today.
Oh.
A big pink massager and then
a
dual motor vibrator. And then a couple cock rings I saw today too.
That's where I get my toys.
Oh, right.
You're talking about
if that's what you're into, it's a hell of a deal,
Hell of a deal. You go to Risque's, holy shit, you're paid premium.
Yeah.
Oh man. I haven't been to Risque's since for a long time. The last time I went there, with my girlfriend to go pick up something for the two of us.
Nice.
Oh, something real special.
A little spicy.
Well, we let's see, Shannon and I, we're usually off of work a tish earlier than everyone else. You know, we usually get off by 3 at the latest. And so we went to, this has nothing to do with Risque's.
This is going to get saucy.
No, we went to Faulkner's, like the garden place that's right just down the road on the strip, close to Risque's.
All right.
But then we drove into Mandan from there, and Risque's is surprisingly really busy between the hours of 3 and 5.
I think
people start getting off of work early and they stop over to the porn shop, on their way home.
Yeah.
Always assumed it was kind of like the place you go at when it's really dark outside and you hope like all the street lights burn out when you're showing up there.
I think we're getting to a point in our society where that stuff is. I mean, they had those parties that Cole puts on once in a while, the passion parties or whatever.
I've never. That's actually that. Adam, you actually do go to those parties, right?
For a while. I haven't hosted for quite some time. But look me up on Facebook.
Yeah, but I want to get some Pampered Chef pussy.
What's
pockets.
That? What's that thing that like Elijah and Nancy do where they go and get each other like dirty gifts like once a year? You don't do that?
No.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
But it is, Taylor's on the right line. There is like at home business kind of deal where you can go to people's houses and you throw a dildo party.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's like tastefully simple, but it's for adult toys.
Adult toys.
So they just took the like idea of like those Tupperware things, but with dildos and shit.
Same thing, man. Yeah. And why not? I mean, I guess that
your mom was having one last weekend. I was there, Cole.
Gross.
But yeah, that was gross. So last time I was at Risque's, getting back to the porn shop.
Oh, continue. Yes.
I had to pee really bad. And I walk in there and I go up to the gal, and Deanne and I were just looking around, bullshitting, whatever. And I had to piss. So I go up to the lady. I said, "Hey, can I use the bathroom?"
At the porn store.
Yeah. And she's like, "No." And I was like, lady, it's not what you think. We are going to buy stuff. I said this to her. I said, we are going to purchase some stuff. And I really have to go to the bathroom. I said, if I don't go here, I'm going to have to go outside. I had to piss that bad. And she said, "Fine. You make a mess in there, you better clean it up." And I'm like, what did you think I was going to do?
Make a mess? What, do you shit all over the walls?
And I said, I can understand people probably going there. The old days, the old Mandan bookstore where they had the arcade or whatever the fuck they call it in the back.
Yeah, they used to have the little porn viewing rooms in the
yes.
back.
Oh, I got a funny story about that.
You.
Okay, so it was
is it
like,
gonna be funny or gross?
It's a funny story. So okay. Back when the porn shop wasn't on the strip and it was actually in the town, and it was in that, like, you know, it was
Main Street.
It was on Main Street, but a lot of people used the back door so they wouldn't be seen, and like you go through that dirty alley and shit, and there's dumpsters out there and stuff, right? So it was one of our friends' 18th birthdays. And like, what do you want to do for your 18th birthday?
Jerk off.
And they're like, "I want it." They're like, "I want to go to the porn store." And we're like, "Okay, let's go do that." And so we took them over to Mandan, and we go in through that back door. But as we're walking out in, this dude is walking out, and it's I couldn't not say hello. Because he was one of my high school teachers, and I'm like, "Hi, Mister." What? And like, I was still in school. Like he wasn't my current teacher, but he had been the year before. You know, I was still in high school, and he's like, looks up, like surprised, and like, he's like, "Hey," and just kind of gives us a little wave, and then puts his head down and walks off.
We shop at the same store.
Awkward, man.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So I we also found a house online.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Deanna and I did. We found a house.
House. Okay.
I get a Zillow link from Deanna, and it's Cole. Have you ever heard of the Bizarro Universe?
Yeah.
Or wait, is it Bizarro World or is it Universe?
It's both.
Okay, fine. Anyway, it's Bizarro World, right? And it's our house, but it's painted blue, and it's in a different part of town, and it's freaking me the fuck out.
It's the same, your same house, but painted blue in,
yes,
still in Bismarck.
Yes, I'll send you a link when we're done here, so you can take a look at it.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's on 26. It's up over by
So right by me.
28th. Okay. 26, and then up it's, you know, St. Vincent's old people palace or whatever they call that place.
That's where Molity works.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's just up kind of behind there. It's Bizarro. The layout is identical, except for the basement, and it is for sale. That's the other thing, it's for sale. Yeah.
Is it cheaper than what you paid for your house?
No. And okay. If they get what they're asking for it, holy shit, we made some bank on this house.
Well, then I think they're asking. House prices are super high right now. So.
I know. And I'm looking at the none of the basement is updated. It's less square footage somehow, some way. I think there must be a storage situation somewhere. But it was just weird looking at another house. That is our house, you know.
Well, it's not so.
It's a
not
very,
so
very, very fine house. I don't know the rest.
Of those newer neighborhoods, and every house is identical.
Yes.
Next door, and you're like, you know, you can go over, and maybe you have a buddy who lives next door, or you just meet them, and they invite you over, and you're like, "Can I use your bathroom?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's right around." You know, I know where it's at. I know exactly where your bathroom's at because it's where my bathroom's at.
And then he's like, can I fuck your wife? And you're like, what? We live in the same house.
I know how to do it.
I know how to do it.
It's the same thing as my wife.
You got your own. But you know, you're exactly right. My in-laws lived in that neighborhood, and you would go over there, and even after being there for, you know, they've lived there for like 4 years and still going there sometimes, it was like pulling up and you're looking around. Am I at the right house? Is this, what the fuck house is this? You're exactly right.
That's why I mean, it's that identical house is bizarro that it's the same house as yours, but normally normally they're right next to each other. And in this case, this is on the other part of town.
But in my defense, that is like some boring fucking multiverse over there, right? It's all a bunch of Caucasians. They all have dogs. They all have 4 kids. But my situation, Adam, this is what's wild. I want to know. I hope it's a guy. What's the opposite of me, Cole?
I don't know.
Damn it. I was going to say a skinny guy with hair.
I think, well, I'm hoping that's who buys the house.
And a skinny old guy with hair.
Yeah. And I'm hoping
the opposite of you, right?
Sure. So I'm hoping that that guy buys the house so that we can feud and we can have a little Superman, bizarro Superman situation going. It'll be good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And we will fight.
Well, I want to see this house, so definitely send me that link.
Yeah, for sure.
So wow. Taylor owes me $10.
Is that where we're at, Cole? How many more games are left?
That's it. That's all.
Come on!
The Wild beat the Sharks last night, and that's enough to get me $10, and it's enough for the Wild locked in a playoff spot with that win.
Wow.
So the Wild are going to the playoffs, and you were talking about dumpster diving earlier.
Well, Taylor was, but
the Sharks are basically trash. They're not going. They're probably not going to the playoffs.
Definitely not.
I haven't done dumpster diving for a long time. By the way, it's curb shopping that I do now.
Curb shopping.
Because we get it two times a year. We get the cleanup pickup weeks, and that's when you curb shop. And I don't do it on purpose anymore. I just, if I'm driving around and I see something good on the curb,
it's yours.
I can't help but stop. They're going to throw it away. I saw today, and this is like too late for cleanup pickup week, but it was a hot tub, and it was like, it looked like within the
last. You're going to grab a used hot tub.
Hey, why not? I would. I would. But it looks like. It was like someone had purposely smashed it with a sledgehammer all over they're like, no one gets this. No. And I think people do that. They put the stuff on the curb and they're like, it's broken and I don't want anyone else to have it for free because maybe someone's creative and they can fix it up themselves. And I don't want them to be able to do that. So I'm going to smash the hell out of it.
It's definitely maybe a sign of insecurity. You know, they're very insecure about their own ability to fix things. So yeah, maybe. Like you said,
that's what
this,
I feel.
Fuck this shit. We had some fucking snotty ass neighbors too coming around looking at our trash saying, first of all, it's trash.
It's not you good know enough. This was not a regular trash day, not pickup week.
But they made a
digging through your cans.
They made this snide remark. They made a snide remark about how that's construction supplies. They're not gonna pick that up. Well, guess what?
Gotcha.
They did. So fuck those two poodle bitches. They picked up our shit.
The rules do change every now and then. I said the same thing about a neighbor up the way. I'm like, they had a giant tire. And I'm like, they put that on the curb last time and they didn't pick it up.
Are you serious?
They're not going to pick that tire up. No way.
No. I'm fine with them not picking up the tire.
Yeah. Okay.
But they hung on to it in hopes that the next time they would pick it up. Unless they got
a whole new tire. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're CrossFit fanatics and maybe it's a brand new tire. I don't know.
They should just take it down to Big Muddy CrossFit and just leave it in their back parking lot.
hey, who left this tire outside?
You better flip that thing around.
Yeah, come on, I'm gonna flip it over.
Why are people leaving their treasure outside our back door?
That would be awesome to just start doing that. Just dropping off old tires there.
And they'll start yelling, whatever. Like, Jeremy, why did you leave this out here? I told you to bring it in.
Some bike tires, you know.
The smallest tires we can find.
Snowblower tires.
I was gonna say I could probably find some pretty little ones, you know, for the beginners.
Yeah, for me. So I actually, Cole, I'll need you to get me that, because what I'm planning on doing is I'm gonna start growing my hair again. I'm gonna lose a bunch of weight, and then some other fat guy will move into that blue house and I'll fight the fat guy.
Don't bring your hair back. You look like
it'll
shit.
Be a miracle. I hope you get one of those laser hats that you can put on.
Hey, I was doing a little research today. Okay. I found a new podcast, Cole. I don't know if I told you about that, or Adam. It's called Knowledge Fight. And these guys deconstruct Alex Jones's bullshit. And they're absolutely fucking hilarious. And I'm loving this thing. And they were talking today about how Alex Jones was talking about something in the food, McDonald's food, that causes your hair to grow back.
That was supposed to be French fries or something.
Yes. Well, like it's
French
bullshit
grease or something like that.
Because I haven't eaten that shit for God knows how long. And all I got was fat.
You've been.
I was going to say.
You got to rub them on your head. Is that what you said?
Well, that's what the idea was you rub the grease, French fry grease on your head.
You eat like the large fry and then you just rub the head. Okay. Gross.
So yeah. I did want to congratulate one of your Sharks players. So.
Oh, who's that?
Patrick Marleau.
Oh.
He's played the most NHL games of anyone.
Yeah, that guy's been in the league for goddamn ever.
Yeah, he passed Gordie Howe's record. So
wow.
It's like 1700 games or something.
Shit,
how old of a guy is he?
40.
Yeah, he's old as fuck.
Yeah, he is. And that was the thing. I think that was part of the Sharks' problem. They had a bunch of old bastards.
Yeah, well, they're certainly haven't remedied that situation.
No, what position is that guy?
Is he
a winger?
I think he's a winger, yeah.
It just seems like in my head, goalies are always the oldest ones, but is that not true, obviously?
I don't think
And also goalies don't play every game. They have two goalies switch.
There's alternates and whatnot.
He's 41 years old. He's played 1,767 games.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. So
I mean, unfortunately, it's a lot like Brett Favre in that respect, where, you know, he has played the game for so long. He has, you know, the most consecutive starts. But he also, I think, has the most interceptions. You know, that's like, it comes with the territory. Just because you play for a fucking long time doesn't mean that you're a good player. It just means you played the game for a long time.
That is one of the things, too. Like, if you could start playing, well, I think some start before they're 20 even. But I mean, like, if you started at 20 and you played for 10 years, in my mind, you played forever.
Yeah, that is a decade is a long time to play.
That's a really long time to play and be in like a sports spotlight. So to me, like, it's like, holy crap, that guy's only 30. But in my like sports years, it just feels like it's forever.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of sports, Cole.
Yeah.
How about UFC this weekend?
I didn't watch it. I watched a couple of highlights and stuff.
How about that leg break?
I did. I heard about the leg break, and I do not want to watch it. So please don't show it to me.
Damn.
Did you hear it?
it was. See, I love these kind of injuries.
Do you remember when Anderson Silva kicked that dude and broke his leg on that dude? That dude was Chris Weidman. Okay. And last night, Chris Weidman kicked a different dude and broke his leg on a totally different dude.
There's a lot of legs on dudes. Yeah. I'll tell you, it was pretty gnarly because he kicks the dude, right? Leg snaps, and
dude,
it happens so fast. He doesn't realize it. So, you know, he kicks him, and then they show the slow motion replay, and he comes back and he steps on his leg. He's like, "What the fuck?" And just collapses. And then,
fuck!
I knew you were going to bring that up. I was like, I hope Taylor hasn't seen this news.
Oh, you know I did. And then I saw a bunch of other cool shit. There was another knockout that was pretty goddamn impressive.
There was a bunch of knockouts.
And Cyborg, did she fight last night?
No, she doesn't work for the USC. No. They fired her.
Who's the real...
Rose Namajunas? Namajunas? I don't know how to say
She's like super tiny, right?
Yeah.
That's like the small lady league?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what they call them.
They call it the small lady league?
Yeah. They're tiny.
That's funny. Okay.
She's a flyweight.
I was talking to Shannon, my wife, the other day, she's my wife. And I said, imagine a world where basketball players, they had a completely separate basketball league where it's like 6 foot tall and higher is their own league. And everyone 6 foot and under has their own league. Wouldn't it be such a weird game then? Yeah. I just feel like this under 6 foot league would be super competitive and fast paced and awesome.
Well, they have a league. They have a league that's super competitive and highly talented and awesome. And then they have the WNBA, which is not competitive and very slow. And there's only been 22 dunks.
Because I knew this was going to be the joke. Dude,
you know how many dunks there's been in the WNBA?
4.
22.
Oh,
and 13 of them were done by one person.
Hey,
it's basically your concept of having a league for people under 6 feet. Only, you know, they're over 6 feet, but they just can't jump.
No, I think they can though. There's been,
they're just not trying hard enough.
I think they're not given enough piggyback rides.
Dude, in their all-star game, they had a slam dunk contest 1 year with three women in it, and two of them didn't make any dunks.
Okay, fine. Okay. What we do is we have this under 6 foot league, except they at any point they can pull out a mini trampoline.
Yes.
They had that. It was called slam ball.
This is normal NBA, and at any time they can pull out.
They can just do tricks.
But anyway, my point is like I get tired. Like when I don't watch basketball anyway, but like it just seems like when you're extremely tall, you're not necessarily talented, but you can just like hold the ball and be like, drop it in the net, and they're like, "Holy crap, he's amazing!"
I think you just need to get a smaller net, Adam. A lower net.
That would make sense. You lower the net down 2 feet.
Yeah, we're getting into some Harlem Globetrotter territory for sure.
Have you guys ever seen that slam ball?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember slam ball,
dude. That was they had the. Bunch of trampolines, and you get 3 points for a dunk, but only two for shooting from anywhere else on the court.
Yes.
And goaltending was totally acceptable. And you could hit each other like it was football or hockey.
Yeah, that's the problem with soccer. That's the problem with basketballs. There's no contact. Bring on the contact.
This is, since we're kind of talking about weird sports, have you ever seen like the, so I got two ice related ones. They have like the mountain biking down super steep ice slopes.
Okay. I've seen that. That looks scary as shit.
That's crazy. And then they have the one where they like ice skate down. Slopes and it's like a bobsled almost.
Like the Red Bull challenge, like the Red Bull sponsors it. And
that's nuts.
It's like ice hockey meets BMX.
I've watched NHL players try to go down those courses and they can't do it. They're just like, oh my God, this is scary. Like they try to do it, but anytime there's like a drop, they totally just eat shit.
Well, I would think an NHL player would be like, no, I'm not breaking my leg for this.
Well, they tried doing it.
I've been trying to play this game for 40 years. I can't do this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that's called. That ice track that they do, that they ice skate down, but that looks scary as fuck too.
That's nuts. Yeah. So this year for the Olympics, though, they're having skateboarding on there, which I think is kind of cool.
Haven't they already had skateboarding in the Olympics?
I think this is the first official year of skateboarding for the Summer Olympics.
Huh, I didn't know it.
We've been covering the Olympics now for however many years we've been doing this podcast, Cole. He's a big fan, let me tell you.
I'm not a big fan of the Olympics, no.
Well, that's because they don't have the events that you want to watch.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch the goddamn Olympics anyway.
Cole's like, if there was male synchronized swimming, I'd be there. But there isn't, so I won't. Or is there? I don't know.
I don't know. I believe there is synchronized swimming.
I watched a couple of new release movies.
Ooh, paying the big bucks.
I did pay the big bucks for one of them. So I rented Nobody.
Hey, is that awesome?
No, I wanted to see
that. With Bob Odenkirk?
Bob Odenkirk. I spent $20 on Vudu and rented it. And it rented? I rented it. Yeah.
Oh, it must be like a theater type thing, huh?
Yeah, it's a video on demand since it just came out.
Is that in your library now? Can you watch that whenever? Or is it only one time?
I didn't buy it.
Oh.
There's only rental option right now.
All right.
So was Nobody pretty good?
I very much enjoyed it. But it was the story. It was by the writer, I believe, of John Wick. So it was very much John Wick.
Okay.
So overall, I'd say watch John Wick over this movie. But if you've never seen John Wick,
I think
you'd be blown away by Nobody.
Oh, I'm about to be blown away, but I'm not going to pay 20 for it.
You're going
to
be blown away by Nobody.
It's almost it's a very similar storyline too as John Wick. Like it's the same / opposite. It's almost like Taylor's house world.
the thing about that, now that you mentioned that, that's what it's about. Keanu Reeves, I could see doing a role like that, but Odenkirk, that's kind of crazy.
I listened to him on a few podcasts now, and it was like him, I don't know, I think he was just trying to prove that he could do it, like try to do it. And it's not so weird, though. Look at like Liam Neeson. He's freaking old, and he's still doing action movies, you know? Like, I think this is the era of old guys doing action, because all of our... When we were growing up, those guys are now old, but they're still doing action movies. It's old. It's the old guy action movie era.
Yeah, kids don't like action movies anymore. They just like, what do they like, Cole?
YouTube.
Watching people play video games.
That's it, yeah.
What the fuck? You own that game. Go play it.
I don't know. Yeah, no. Anyway, Nobody is really good, though. It is really good. But me comparing it to John Wick, because it is basically the storyline of John Wick. It's got the same, like, I think fight choreographer, the same writer as John Wick. It is basically the same movie. Just things switched around slightly.
Well, don't spoil it, because I really wanted to see that. I might even go to the theater for that one.
I was really close to going to the theater for this one. I was going to go on a Tuesday night for $5 night and check it out. So, I mean, I guess if you want to go, I'll go with you.
I'd
watch it again. And then, okay, so I watched that one, and then the other movie I watched was Mortal Kombat!
Was that awesome?
Yes and no. I thought like they did an awesome job on all the fight scenes, all the CGI, everything in that part was really good, but the storyline itself is lacking. But after watching the whole movie, it did leave me wanting more.
Well, like you're in luck because there's two, Adam, that came out in the 90s.
Oh, I've seen those. but this is much better than those ones. And it looks really good. I'm not really familiar with any of the actors in this movie, which was fine, but I thought everyone acted pretty well.
Is the Highlander in it?
Which version of the Highlander?
Like, I don't know. The Highlander Raiden that was in the first movie.
No.
Ah, fuck.
Nope. It's not a white guy this time.
You know, I totally forgot about Shang Tsung's pickup line, or whatever he calls it. Your soul is mine. I totally forgot he said that.
Yeah, that's how he gets all the ladies with that pickup line.
Yeah. But no, they ended it with obviously the idea that they're making more of these movies. So, and I want more of them because I thought this one was fun to watch. I'm not saying like it was the best, again, storyline or anything like that, but good action sequences, and they looked nice. Like, it wasn't anything like, oh, that looks cheesy or anything. I can tell that's computerized. It looked really good.
Cool.
So it's worth a watch. That's on
HBO Max.
So definitely worth a watch.
Did you watch the last episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Because I don't know if it's my Roku or what the deal is. Every time I'd kick it on, it'd kick me off right away. It, like, the whole Roku would restart. Huh, now I'm like, I don't know if it's my Roku itself or just Disney Plus or what the deal is. So no, I couldn't. I tried it a couple times, and that's how I ended up watching Nobody and Mortal Kombat. Huh.
So. I'll say I'm about halfway through this movie or halfway through the show, right?
Yeah.
The last episode, and I'm like, things are starting to wrap up here. Yeah. I was kind of taken by surprise that it was already over, but it was a good way to end the series. I thought
it was there is a lot of action in it, and then like the last maybe 10 minutes, there's almost no action. They're just kind of wrapping up the story. I kind of feel like the series was almost kind of sort of like a way for people to get used to the idea of Sam Wilson, Anthony Mackie, get used to him being Captain America for a future movie. It's kind of like basically a prequel to a future movie, a future Captain America movie. And I thought they did a really good job, you know, getting you used to him being Captain America. And the last episode was pretty amazing. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
That was kind of the idea of the series, was him struggling with the idea.
Well, yeah, that was the idea Captain of the series, America. But I think like it was to get the viewer used to that. Cause you know, in the Captain America movies, he's in them and you see him around, but you never get to know him.
Right. He never really had a front and center.
Yeah. Role. Even Bucky seem to have gotten more used. Like, you got to know Bucky more throughout the movies, the Captain America movies, because he was a major villain in one of them.
How did his character end up with his wing suit his wing setup?
When he was the Falcon, how did he get those wings?
Yeah, how did he become the Falcon?
If you remember in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, he had said that he was in like this, he had been in the military, and he had said he was in this like airborne unit. And that was what the unit was a bunch of guys in those jet packs with the wings on it. Okay. So when in Captain America and the Winter Soldier, when Steve Rogers needed help, he stole that flight pack used it to become the Falcon.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. There was one problem that I had though.
Okay.
And are you up to date on the second to last episode, Adam?
I believe so.
So then I'm not spoiling anything. The problem that I had, and Cole, maybe you can enlighten me with this because you're more comic savvy, was the fact that who is the fake Captain America?
Wyatt John Russell.
John Walker.
John Walker. Yes, yeah. Yes. You're both correct. John Walker. So John Walker in the series gets his ass kicked as Captain America because he doesn't have the juice, right? Yeah. He's not the super soldier. And he has a tough time with kicking ass, you know, the way Captain America did. But the Falcon picks up the shield and he's doing the training with Bucky and he's like whipping the shield around like Captain America was. So I was just a little confused as to be like, well, why does the Falcon have these abilities?
But he didn't. They showed a big training montage and stuff. It was like they did a montage.
They did do a montage.
The new Captain America seemed to have shield abilities before he got any sort of special juice.
I don't know. It seemed like this guy had like wicked powers, man. Like he had some.
You're
Captain
referring
America
to who?
Shit.
Are we talking about Anthony Mackie? Falcon?
Yes. Yeah, Falcon. The Falcon seemed to have some.
I've been wondering about that too. That's kind of why I asked about how he became the Falcon, because I was like, if all he has is the wingsuit and whatnot, it also seems like lots of times that he has like super strength or something, because I'm like,
there was that, you know,
fighting people where I'm like, I'm pretty sure they could just tear his head off, or when they punched him, he'd be dead because they're super strong.
There was
no sense on how he'd survive.
There was one scene in the very last episode where you're like, what? Like, I don't care if he turns his jetpack on higher, he still wouldn't be able to move that object. His arms would snap. You know what I'm talking about, Taylor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what it is there, Adam, but he's trying to push against something. And it's like, oh, yeah, he can't move it. Oh, he'll turn up his jetpack and now he can move it. That's not how that works. Your body would like, it would crush like a grape.
Yeah. Bullshit. I mean, and I get like, there's a, you get this believability for these certain universes to a point. But then it's like, no, if they're supposed to be basically still human, everyone else who doesn't have superpowers breaks easily. They're dead or whatever.
Yeah.
They get crushed. But because you have a wingsuit, suddenly you won't break arms and stuff because of this. Or you can get punched in the face by someone with a ton of super strength and you're fine. Like, it makes no sense. Or get thrown through a pillar and into a wall and you don't pass out or
listen.
Hey, I get thrown through pillars and into a wall all the time. And the CTE is fucking killing me.
I'll believe it if these guys are drunk and rubbery all the time. Okay,
Let me tell you about...
You'll bounce back.
Okay. Let me see if this puts it into perspective for you, Adam. In your house, 1997, Undertaker was wrestling Shawn Michaels. Okay. And the match was interrupted by Undertaker's, who he thought was dead, his brother. And he threw him into a casket and lit the casket on fire. And 3 weeks later, Undertaker came back. Explain that.
Yeah, but that's a different universe.
It is different.
The wrestling universe has a whole different set of storylines and different things fly wrestling universe.
I see.
This is the Marvel universe. This is the comic universe. And there's certain things I allow certain parts to go. But there's certain times where I'm like, no, even in this universe, it doesn't make sense. It
cannot happen.
People get hurt. I'm like, you don't have superpowers. You don't have super strength. You don't have any of that. You just have a suit with wings on it.
That's all you are.
Like a jetpack. You're still a normal person.
Right. Speaking of super pets, Cole, what happened to your bunny this week?
Oh, shit. I forgot. Dude. So Shay and Natalie were out of town. And so during the day, I would take the rabbit and I would put him in the outside cage, and then I'd get home from work and I'd let him, like, as a reward for having to be in a cage all day, I'd just like let him out and like run around the yard for like an hour or so. Right. And the first night he was all cool with it, you know, and I picked him up and he didn't want to go into the inside cage in the garage. You know, he was kind of fighting me a little bit and he was pissy.
The second night, though, I put him out and he was like all chilling shit for a little while. And I was going to keep him out for an hour, but after like 40 minutes, like he started freaking the fuck out and running around like a rodeo horse or something. And I was like, what the fuck? So I stood up and he comes running right over to me and I pick him up and to take him in the garage. And he was just totally cool with like being picked up that night. Right. And I was like, okay, that was weird. Like, I wonder if something spooked him. And the third night, he didn't even want to come out of the outside cage. So I was just like, fuck it. You know, he wants to stay outside. I'm going to let him stay outside. So I left him in that cage overnight. Well, last night I let him out and he was like kind of running around and having a nice time. And he was being all cool and shit. He'd come over and like see what I was up to for a little while. And then, he'd run away and stuff. So he goes out into the center of the yard and all of a sudden he just starts just thumping his back two legs, like hard, like boom, 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 boom. And I looked at what he was looking at and there was a cat, over standing over on our wall, like looking at him. So I get up and I go, chase the cat off. It's like, the fuck out of here, you know? And the cat was scared off and stuff, but Gunner wouldn't quit freaking the fuck out. Like he was still leaving, the cat's all gone and Gunner's still stamping his legs. And I picked him up to take him in the garage and he scratched the shit out of me. Like he drew blood. Like he was still like kicking his legs so hard.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man, you know? So I take him inside. I put him in his inside cage and even when he's in his inside cage, he's still slamming his back legs in there like loudly. So it's like, okay, fuck, I got to calm him down. So I left him in there and went inside. I got some like spring mix because he likes that as like a treat. I got him a whole bunch of spring mix that he could eat. So he ate that and he finally settled down. So I picked him up and I pet him for like half an hour. And a couple like last summer, Natalie bought him a stuffed animal and I was like, that's so dumb. Why would she buy him a stuffed animal? He's not a dog. He's not going to fetch it or nothing. Right. Well, I picked him up and I calmed him down for half an hour. And when he was good and calm, I put him back into his cage and he ran over to that stuffed animal and he fucked the shit out of it. Just like, it sounded like a jackhammer. He's like, like, and I tried to take video recording of it so I could send it to you guys. But I just got a picture of it. And I was like, shit, I only just got this picture.
But the picture was all blurry.
Yeah. Of my rabbit fucking his stuffed sex doll, which he didn't get from Risque's. But I was like, damn it, he's all done. You know, now I can't take video of him.
I can't watch him fucking anymore.
Now I can't take video to send to my buddies. And then a little while later, he's back at it, fucking it all over again. And the time he didn't, the first time he lasted about 30 seconds. The second time, maybe about 15.
Oh,
goddamn! Gunner's a one pump chump.
He had longer in him the second time.
Nope.
I think I need to get him a lady or boy.
No, I think I got a one pump chump for a rabbit.
That's funny. Gross.
Topic of a rabbit. Daisy caught a rabbit the other night in our yard.
Oh, is it dead?
Oh, it's dead.
Oh, God. Was she proud? Was she said, yeah, look at this thing.
Did you act like she was bad or were you like, fuck yeah, dog? Like, I mean, you did what you're supposed to do. Like,
well, the thing is I tried. She got the rabbit. I was fine with that. I just didn't want her eating it.
Yes.
And the problem is I have a moat in the middle of my yard.
Yes. So
if I try to go after her, she goes to the opposite side of the moat.
She knows.
I can never catch her. So it was worthless for me to try to catch her. And so I just left her out there to do her thing with the rabbit. And
did she fuck it?
Well, it's fucked, but she didn't. I don't believe she did anything sexual.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know. But she skinned the thing and she ate like the fur and the skin of this rabbit.
Gnarly.
And she presented to me like this muscular peeled rabbit. on the doorstep, and I was like, oh, thank you. And she wanted to bring it inside. And I was like, you're not bringing that in. Leave it, drop it. And then she finally dropped it. And this was after like a couple hours, but she got like started itching like crazy afterwards. And she got, I read like, looked up about rabbits and whatnot. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, if you're if they go after a rabbit and it has a disease or something, you know, your dog's probably going to have an allergic reaction to it. I was like, oh, great. So she's like licked her paws raw, basically both paws. I was like, God damn it.
Should have just put some Benadryl in the inside of a hot dog. Just drug your dog.
Okay. For the dog. Okay.
Yeah. What? What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought it was for something else. Never mind. Okay. All right.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, she, I figured like the only kind of rabbit that she would be able to catch is a sickly one though. You know, like she could hunt them, but she's so slow in regards to like hunting. She does take her sweet time and she'll watch them and stare at them for a long time and try to sneak up on them, but she'll never catch I don't think she'd ever catch a healthy rabbit.
Well,
what a another downer of an
and
yeah, we got a dead celebrity hat trick.
Who's that?
Three rappers in a row. 3 weeks we've had a rapper.
I heard about one.
Wait. Who was the first week?
DMX.
Okay.
Then Black Rob.
Okay.
And this week it's Shock G.
I don't know who any of these.
Did you ever hear this song, the Humpty Dance?
No,
Humpty Dance is chance.
All right, wait. So there's a movie called Nothing But Trouble. It's an old movie. Dan Aykroyd is in there, and also John Candy. And watch that because Shock G is in there
singing the song.
Well. Yeah, he sings the Humpty song. I think that's the song he sings in there.
Go Ninja.
He was the leader of Digital Underground, and they were like
they were fake.
There was a lot of rappers in a lot of different rappers in Digital Underground. But the biggest one to come out of that group was Tupac.
Oh, wow.
And Shock G, he created these alternate personas. Like, so he was himself, but then he also created like this guy who had gotten his nose burned off in a cooking accident. So he'd wear like Groucho Marx glasses with a fake nose. and he talked kind of deep and like dopey, you know? And they had a song called The Humpty Dance, and it was a very, very big song. And it's freaking awesome.
90s, you'd say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Early 90s.
Bad. That's too bad.
But no, look up Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing But Trouble. I'll write it down here.
Are you actually writing it down? I saw your hand move a little
nothing
bit.
Nothing but Trouble. I got to check this out if it's got the Croyd, Aykroyd, and of course, John Candy.
It's well worth the watch. It's an underrated movie, just like Summer Rental. But
I've got three to watch this week. I've got to watch Tango and Cash. I am going to check this out.
Oh, right. Well, okay.
I'm going to have to
watch that last week.
I know, but I've been on a Marvel kick, and then Nothing But Trouble, and then this week I rediscovered a movie that I've been looking for years. Years I've been looking for this goddamn movie.
Oh yeah, you told me about
it. What's it called again?
I don't know.
It's the movie you've been looking for.
No, Norm the Gnome or Gnome.
A gnome named Norm.
Yeah.
And it's got Anthony Michael Hall. Yep. And I remember watching this as a kid. I remember we rented it from the Third Street Video Store. And we brought it home and we'd laugh our ass off at this. And he was a fucking pervy little gnome. I remember he was checking out some
duck.
Right. And he was looking at this lady's tits. I remembered. He's like, oh, big popos. And that's the only thing I remembered from this movie. And I thought it was a fever dream. I would ask Adam, I would ask Elijah.
No, you never asked me about it.
Well, I said maybe I did.
I could have told you right away.
But yeah, so this it was it just evaded me. I would ask people and I'd say it was animatronic and it was a weird looking guy. And he had this one line where he's looking at this lady's tits and everybody says, I don't know what you're talking about. So I thought it was a fever dream. And then I saw this come up on one of my YouTube excursions and I'm really excited to watch it this week.
Okay. So when you, okay, this is jumping. I don't care about that movie, but I will look it up.
How dare you?
But Anthony Michael Hall. All right. So on the movie Nobody, they're the main villain in that movie. Is a guy at first when I saw him, I thought it was Anthony Michael Hall. And I think that the movie would have been better if that villain was Anthony Michael Hall.
Of course it would have been. Absolutely would have been.
Yeah. But you'll have to see when you first see the guy, if you're like, that's it. That must be Anthony Michael Hall.
That's his doppelganger. All right. We got anything else?
It doesn't eventually you're like, nah, he doesn't look anything like him, but it, at first glance, you're like, yeah, I could be in.
Right on. All right. Well, I think we can wrap this thing up.
All right. For Comic Con Koozie, I'm Cole.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Anthony Michael Hall, starring with the little pervy gnome.